Most Americans are worn out by the COVID pandemic. Now, your reaction may be, no kidding. But we think it's important to take a look at this. Patrick Murray is director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Patrick, you've been looking into Americans' thoughts on the ongoing pandemic. What have you learned?
Yeah, I mean, we've been following this since the very beginning, almost monthly. We've been polling on it. And so the question just is right now, are we at the kind of the breaking point? And what does that mean? So probably, as you said, it's no surprise to people that 6 in 10 Americans feel worn out by this. We also asked whether they feel angry about it. And we found that just under half, 45%, say they feel angry. What's kind of interesting is that it tells us about, you know, what people might do in the future with dealing with this. So the worn out, doesn't matter what party you are, Republicans, Democrats alike feel worn out. But Republicans are much more angry, probably twice as angry as Democrats about this. And that means that, you know, that's things like, you know, vaccines. We still have, you know, about 20% of the adult population still hasn't gotten vaccinated yet. And they're unlikely to do that because they basically said, I've had enough. And I don't think that this is going to spread any further. It's not going to affect me. You have support for mask mandates dropping. You have support for vaccine mandates in the workplace dropping. I think because of this. So, you know, these are the things that people are going to just start saying, I got to get on with my life, regardless of these surges that keep coming back to us.
Does this pandemic fatigue seem to be wearing more on older people or younger people? Can you tell?
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that we did look at was that while it affects a majority of everybody says that, you know, that they're being hit by this in some way or another. We found that folks over the age of 55, 63% say, yeah, I'm feeling, you know, worn out about this, or I'm feeling angry about this. But if you look at under 55, it's 74% say it. So that number is higher. And I think what you have is when you look at older populations, while they're more vulnerable in many ways to the disease, in terms of it affecting their life style and what they have to do, probably had less impact than younger folks who have kids at home, had to deal with schools and all those things that have really kind of done it in for them. And because it's really about the changes to your daily life that are really the problem. It's not the big things, it's the little things that I think matter to people. I think one of the things that I find most interesting is 30% of the public say that they're not angry. They're not worn out. They're not any of these negative emotions about it. And I think probably we need to talk a little bit more to them, maybe get some advice from them on how they handle this. And hopefully, you know, we can do the same.
You know, I wonder, people say I'm worn out or I'm angry. Are they worried about getting sick at this point?
Well, we find that, you know, there's a kind of continual number. Right now, it's about 30% who say they're very concerned about a family member getting sick. 14% say they're very concerned about them personally getting one of these new variants. Those numbers haven't shifted all that much. They were, you know, the number about concern overall was highest at the very beginning of the pandemic back in the spring of 2020. But that number is kind of like it popped a little bit with the Delta variant in the summer. And then after that kind of passed, I think even with this new Omicron variant, I think that's where people said, okay, I've had enough. And I think that's where we're seeing this worn out number coming right now, as people saying either, you know, at this point, I'm going to get it or I'm not going to get it. I can't keep worrying about every new variant that's going to come down the pike.
And finally, what are people saying about how politicians, particularly, I guess, the president and governors, have been handling this pandemic?
Yeah, this is where we've seen a big drop, you know, big enough that it's noticeable in the poll. 46%, for example, say President Joe Biden has done a good job handling the pandemic. That's the first time since he's taken office that number has been below 50%. Even governors, where we have half, 50% say that their state governor is doing a good job. That number's consistently been 60 to 70% before that. And I think it's just with what happened with this Delta variant, and that's kind of fading, and this Omicron coming in next, and really no change in kind of the precautions that we're supposed to take. I think people have kind of had it with their political leaders as well.
Interesting. Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steve.